T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, it's Carson and... I had my mask on for when I walked down the hallway. Hey, it is Carson Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, November 30th, 2020. We'll get into the Good Vibe Tribe. We'll talk about how everybody spent their weekend for Thanksgiving. And we're going to talk a lot about our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys on the show today. We are in the last week of donating, so anything that you could do to help, it would be greatly appreciated. This is usually where I talk about what's going on with the Patriots, but they won. I want to talk about the Revolution, Kennedy.
I was going to say, let's talk about a team that matters.
Right?
Yeah, the
Revs.
Let's talk
about a team that's doing something this
year. That is correct. The New England Revolution are shocking the world out there.
I'm so happy for them. I'm just so happy for them.
They beat Orlando City yesterday 3-1. Got a little chippy, too.
What does that mean, getting chippy?
Oh, there was some shoving. There was some fake falling down. There was some bad penalties. There was a red card. There was some yellow cards.
I do love a red card. I got a red card once.
Did you really?
Kick someone in the shin on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's how you play soccer, Carson.
Sure.
You don't get caught is the
if
problem.
If you're not slide tackling, you're not doing it right. I just don't understand.
So they won 3-1, which means now they are on to the conference finals, and they play next Sunday. They are playing, the Columbus team.
Do they play here, or do they play?
This one was on the road in Orlando, and there were fans.
So there
in
were
this,
people there?
There were fans there.
It
looked like
nice to have some people there. 25%.
When they played here, it was empty.
Nothing.
You don't notice it, though. You know, after a while, it just kind of blends in the background.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You as a professional athlete, you know that having a crowd
No, I'm just talking about
count.
Watching it. You don't
I don't care about watching it. I feel bad for them. They should have people there screaming
I
and yelling
like when
for
you're
them.
Watching it, you notice it the entire time. Well, I guess with basketball, it's different because the shoe squeaking is the loudest thing you'll hear. I'm like, ah!
All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And if you have a Good Vibe Tribe story you want to share with us, please do that immediately. I want to shout out to the Queen Anne Nursing Home, the staff there in Hingham. They threw a Macy's Day parade for the residents who must all remain in the facility over the holidays. They were just trying to bring a smile to their faces, and boy, apparently did it work. We also got a photo of this,
they
and it is
amazing.
Just spectacular. Yep. By the way, it was kind of nice, sidebar, to see the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I don't know if any of you watched it or not.
I had a hard time watching it. I fast-forwarded a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Yeah. It was nice to see.
Yeah, because, you know, usually you bounce back and forth between the stations.
Sure.
Or whatever, and one station, I couldn't stand either one of the commentators, so I was like, can't watch that.
No, that's tough.
But I watched the Broadway stuff, which I loved, so that made me happy.
Walt Disney World pulled $20,000 in coins from its wishing wells and fountains, and then used the money to share Thanksgiving dinners to hundreds of homeless people in Central Florida this week.
Awesome.
Part of Canada already has plenty of snow, so instead of a snowman, a woman in Saskatchewan made a giant snow dragon in her front yard.
Oh.
She's encouraging people to come by and take pictures with their kids because we, quote, need more things to make us smile these days. An old folks home in Canada got creative to keep people entertained and happy. Someone said they miss being able to go hunting. So the nurses used Christmas trees as makeshift forests, dressed up as reindeer, and then let the residents hunt them with Nerf guns.
That is amazing.
That's all time.
That's just being a parent in my house.
That is commitment.
Right. A couple in Chicago had canceled their 150-person wedding. So instead of being jerks and trying to do it anyway, they got married at City Hall, and then they used their $5,000 catering budget to deliver Thanksgiving meals to 200 people this past week.
Incredible.
Yeah. And the pandemic has led to more people buying fresh Christmas trees as a way to make Christmas at home feel more special. One tree farm in Oregon says, quote, "We've never seen the demand like we have this year." And it's funny, I just heard a story about this on the radio when I was coming into work this morning. And they're saying that, you know, everybody's worried there's a shortage of Christmas trees. And it's like, oh, there's not. We got plenty of trees. Don't you worry.
Did they say that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's the best prices ever, apparently, on Christmas trees.
You think it would be more. Thank you, capitalism.
Yeah.
Right. Supply and demand of it all.
If more people wanted them, I can tell you right now, if I was selling them, they would cost a lot more.
Kennedy, what do we have for Good Vibe Tribe audio?
So, a Vanderbilt kicker by the name of Sarah Fuller made history on Saturday when she kicked off for the Commodores to start the second half, becoming the first woman to play in a Power 5 football game. She normally serves as goalkeeper on Vanderbilt's women's soccer team, but because of the COVID, they didn't have any kickers, so they brought her in.
Yes.
And the kick down at the 35-yard line, and Sarah Fuller. Happy Thanksgiving. What a day. What a day in college football.
Vanderbilt football then tweeted out, "Ladies and gentlemen, you have witnessed history."
Oh, that gives me the chills.
And I think if I read the story properly over the weekend, they had just won the national championship as well, the women's soccer team. So she went from...
Correct.
So she
went won from, like on a Thursday.
Yeah.
And then they were like, "Hey, girl.
You want a kick?
You think you could come on in here and put on some pads and let's see what happens?"
Right.
She was like,
and
sure.
She was like, whatever.
That's light work.
Light work. You should play against the girls. They're mean.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe,
ask Kennedy. She got a red card.
617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We're going to get an update on our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys coming up here in about 1 hour. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Haven't seen you all in 4 days. Imagine some things had to happen in your life that I need to know about, because I am nosy. I purposely didn't text any of you about your Thanksgiving just so I could hear about it right now. Kennedy.
Well, I went to Davio's like I always do.
Yes.
And I always try and find someone who is an orphan like me that doesn't have, you know, their mom and dad here or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so my friend JD, who we all know, who used to work here at AMP, and he met me out. I haven't seen him. I can't remember the last time I saw him.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Probably close to a year.
Yeah. And so that was great. Like just catching up and, you know, it was really lovely there. And they were very, you know, they were busy. So I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people there eating.
Where is Davio's that you go
to? I went
to
the Seaport one.
Eh?
That's where they had reservations.
Mm-hmm.
So the view was beauty.
Yes.
You know, he sat down. He's like, "Oh, Kennedy." I'm like, "I know."
That's for you.
This is what I do.
This is what I do. And I'm like, "Can I have the wine list, please?" And then at the end, he grabbed the check. I couldn't believe it.
No.
No. And I didn't want that at all.
Door.
Because, you know.
That's not what
I
got expensive taste.
Yes, but I love this. You went out on Thanksgiving with a man.
Oh, but it's not like that.
I know it's not like that. But I'm just saying, you went out on Thanksgiving with a man and he picked up the bill.
Yeah, his mother. I'm going to cry if I read this. His mother sent a text, I guess, to him. They were talking back and forth before he came to meet me.
Yeah.
And she said, "Tell your friend Kennedy that the divine sees her and cares and is crazy about her. Thanksgiving dinner from her."
Just a gem. An absolute gem.
So it was wonderful. After that, I really didn't do much else. I'm going to be honest. I kind of was like... Three hours of normal person stuff.
I love a man paying for your dinner. I love that.
I
know you guys are just friends.
I know. I feel bothered. Like I wanted to split it because.
But
like,
that's okay.
Yeah,
it is okay.
He doesn't have a job right now.
Oh, he's fine.
Big John is fine.
JD's fine. He's okay.
I know, but still, I want to share it.
Like, Big John's also got expensive taste. He's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Both of you like the VIP and the bottle service. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but I pay for mine.
So. I know. But sometimes you got to let people do it for you.
So we had my mother-in-law and then two other couples friends at our place on Cape Cod for Thanksgiving, and we fried two turkeys, and it rained the entire time.
I
understand up here it like stopped raining at some point, so it ended up being a pretty nice day. So we just didn't do anything. We watched Home Alone. That was pretty much our Thanksgiving. But it was what happened on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday after that.
Yeah,
after everybody was gone, my wife was like, "So we're going to start demoing the house this weekend."
Oh,
and I was like, "I thought we were starting that next weekend."
Mm.
She's like, "Well, we're here."
I thought.
And I'm bored.
And I'm like, well, I was going to empty the gutters. She's like, well, you're going to do that. And while you're cleaning out the gutters, I'm going to go to the hardware store.
Wait, your 5'2", 90-pound wife is going to clean gutters?
No. I'm going to. No, this is her talking to me.
Oh.
She says, you're going to clean out the gutters. And now I'm going to go to the hardware store and get all the stuff to demo the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be back. So her and Mimi.
She's going to go buy sledgehammers?
Her and Mimi went to the hardware store and came back with sledgehammers and pry bars and crowbars and all sorts of cutting tools and floor removal tools.
Wow, I can't believe that you let her go shopping for that stuff and you didn't go. Did you feel really left out in serious
I
FOMO?
I did. I was serious FOMO. So mad.
When she got home, were you like, why didn't you get the big sledgehammer?
To her credit, she texted me everything she put in the cart. She's like, is this the right thing? I was like, oh, that looks awesome. I was so mad. I was like living through her through the text messages. So, yeah. But yes, Friday,
have a weird life.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we ripped up carpet and we ripped up flooring, and that was pretty much our weekend.
Sounds like a time.
In fact, I woke up this morning, I was like, oh, my back, what the heck was that? I was like, oh, yeah, it's been all weekend.
We got to work on the core strength. I
know,
told you.
I know.
Embrace the core, lift with the legs.
We're just a wild bunch, huh?
Yeah, we are.
No, I'm not. I can tell you that right
Annie,
now.
Annie, how was your Thanksgiving
weekend?
I had
a great Thanksgiving weekend. I did none of the things that you just said you did. Thanksgiving was awesome. I went to my parents' house in Squanum. It was me, my brother, my auntie Cindy, and my parents, like, so chill. I haven't seen my mom that relaxed on a holiday in a really long time, so that was nice.
Was it weird to not have people popping in? Because don't you have people that normally pop
in?
Like, we do too, and that was a little different.
And it's always just, it's a big thing. Like, my mom is always a Tasmanian devil in the kitchen, and it was nice to see her kind of relaxed, mm-hmm. which was good. And then Friday, I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning because I can't sleep anymore, and I listened to the Miley Cyrus album about 75 times. I'm not even exaggerating. And then Friday night, I got to watch the Dua Lipa live stream, which was just awesome.
It was
so nice to see live music. She did an incredible job. It was wicked cool. It was like this in this big warehouse, and she would go through different rooms, and mm-hmm. it was outfit changes and all the people.
So
she
it was live. It wasn't a pre-produced event.
Well, it was pre-produced, but
oh, okay.
But
I didn't know if it was like live stream, like live. She was doing it at that moment.
Well, like, you couldn't get onto the link until 9 p.m. But it was. I mean,
right.
Obviously,
I got
it's
you.
Different everywhere.
I got you.
But it was just so cool to see a real, like, you felt like you were actually watching a mm-hmm. concert, not just, mm-hmm. you know, anything like that. And then I did absolutely nothing on Saturday. Like, I didn't even put my Apple Watch on because I knew I was going to lay.
Annie, I'm so proud of you.
I know.
How did it feel?
I'm having a hard time this morning, but that's fine. We're going to deal with it.
Because you didn't do anything? Do you feel like you missed something?
I did absolutely nothing.
It's okay to do that.
I know.
It's okay to let yourself be okay with that.
Anybody think they gained 10 pounds over there? I feel like
close.
I totally did.
Really close. Yeah.
No
Producer Dan, how was your Thanksgiving weekend?
I had a really good Thanksgiving weekend. It was pretty low key. I got to see some cousins on Thanksgiving that I hadn't seen in probably almost 2 years.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I saw a really funny picture that you posted, and you like smacking one of your cousins upside the head or something.
That's it. You got to assert dominance in the photos.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Dan.
Gotta let them know whose house it is.
So I hadn't had a drop of alcohol all of November. For no particular reason, I just hadn't, like a little sober November. And I get a text from Annie Dow at 3 p.m. on Thanksgiving, and it's just all capital letters. Are you boozing? ?
Well?
I couldn't let her down.
Oh, okay, good.
That's my boy.
I just sent her back a picture of a giant bottle of McGillicuddy.
Oh, that's my boy.
Was that your donation to the Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, yeah. I didn't make the yams, Kennedy. But I could drink as much as I could drink before, but I felt it a lot more.
Yeah.
The next day, I was like, let's just watch Dexter in bed. And then the big news, Sunday.
Are you still in?
I won. It's over.
Wow.
It was down. Woo! I'm in a football pool.
Yeah, explain it real quick to Dan so everybody knows what you're talking about.
Brittany's work, they did a football pool where everybody put in $20. And there was like 40 people in the pool, so the pool was $1,000.
Right.
And you pick a team every week, but you can never pick the same team twice. So you kind of have to strategically
just,
do it.
It's been a weird
freaking year.
And so out of the 40 people, it was down to me and one other guy for the $1,000. And he picked the Cardinals.
No!
And they, if you weren't paying attention, they lost to the Patriots, so the Patriots basically won me $1,000 yesterday.
Let's go, dude!
Who did you have?
I picked the Saints. They won 31-3.
Yeah, they did. Oh, yeah, because they had to play against a team with no quarterback.
Yeah, that's why I picked them.
That was a good pick. Yep.
Hallelujah.
this show is blessed, Kennedy. This show is blessed.
Blessed and highly favored.
$1,000 in the back pocket. Brittany was like, so we're doing this again next year? It's like, we might just retire.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. I honestly can't remember the last time I bought an album.
I always do.
I think it was Rachel Platten when she's put out her second album and she was here and we're like, we'll all buy it right now.
I've done it.
I always do. I just think it's important.
Yeah, I've bought them.
That's just me.
All much better than me. Dirtiest service of Metro by T-Mobile. Khloe Kardashian appears to be giving her marriage to Tristan Thompson another chance. It's been reported she'll be splitting her time between Los Angeles and Boston now that Tristan has signed a 2-year, $19 million deal with the Celtics. Sources say Khloe and Tristan are going to be fine. They will be living together in Boston and L.A. Tristan has really turned his behavior around and is focusing on Khloe and their daughter. He also was sworn in as an American citizen last week, shortly after deciding to join the Boston Celtics. He is a Canadian citizen, and he said, I came to the U.S. on a student visa, and I've always had big dreams, and now I'm truly living the American dream.
That's really exciting, to become a U.S. citizen. I'm really happy for him in that way.
I don't want
to
see her on my new beard.
The Kardashians are going to tear our team apart from inside.
I also feel like his behavior's probably changed during quarantine because he can't do anything. So, of course, he's being a good husband.
Well, there's not going to be a bubble this year.
Yeah, so there's no bubble. And then there's other players on the team. They're going to be in the locker room.
I mean, the Celtics aren't going to take him. Our players aren't like that are going to take him out and make him cheat on his baby.
That's not what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
I'm just talking about their whole crew coming into town.
I don't understand what you're saying.
They won't go in the locker room, Carson. The Kardashians are not allowed in the locker room.
No, I'm not saying specifically in the locker room, but I'm just saying hanging out with our players.
I just want to see True. She's really the only one I care about. Mm.
Keep Kendall Jenner away from Jason Tatum.
I feel like they don't hang out. Do you think they hang out?
Yes.
Who?
The Boston Celtics players.
Yes. They're very close. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's why we love them, because they are family.
I see.
The green team, Kennedy.
I don't know. I've never seen pictures. I didn't know. Sorry. So let's talk Grammys. The Weeknd not happy about being completely snubbed by the Grammys this year. Of course, he called the whole thing corrupt last week. And in case you hadn't heard, he had been in talks to perform on the show for weeks before this. The talks got a little bit testy due to his decision to headline the Super Bowl halftime show. I guess that at that point they had been talking, and then he said, yes, I'm going to do Super Bowl. And they're like, but what about us? And they were finding out a way to make it happen. They came to an agreement. However, now that that's not happening, this isn't happening. He said, collaboratively planning my performance for weeks to not being invited. In my opinion, zero nominations equals you're not invited.
Mm-hmm.
Drake says, Drake has always been critical of the Grammys. And he says that they no longer matter. He said, I think we should stop allowing ourselves to be shocked every year by the disconnect between impactful music and these awards and just accept that what was once the highest form of recognition may no longer matter to the artists that exist now and the ones that come after. It's like a relative. You keep expecting to fix up, but they just can't change their ways.
Wow.
Halsey also had some stuff to say, saying the Grammys are an elusive process. It can often be about behind-the-scenes private performances, knowing the right people, campaigning through the grapevine with the right handshake, and bribes that can be just ambiguous enough to pass as not bribes.
Wow.
She says some of the nominations are the result of committing to exclusive television performances that result in millions of dollars in advertising the night of the show.
Mm.
Perhaps sometimes it is, but it's not always about the music or quality or culture. I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Wow.
She said, while I'm thrilled for my talented friends who were recognized this year, I'm hoping for more transparency or reform, but I'm sure this post will blacklist me anyway.
Hmm.
People have been saying the Grammys are crooked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Jay-Z said it the best, but I can't say that on the radio.
But have you ever seen a crowd go, mm-mm? And George Clooney has finally let us know the secret to his silver fox locks. Would you like to know?
Yes, Kennedy, please tell me.
Well, before I begin with this particular piece of audio, I'm going to say a word, and I need to know if you guys know what this word is. Flowbee.
No.
I do.
Dan? Well, of course you do.
He sounds like a rapper.
His flow be strong, Dan.
A flowbee is actually one of those things you used to see sort of on television, as seen on TV, like the Chia Pet and things. Mm. And it's a thing that attaches to your vacuum cleaner. And then you put it to your head, and it cuts your hair all one length.
No.
Yes.
So he suggests that he uses the Flowbee.
Years ago, I bought a thing called a Flowbee, which when I was a kid, yeah.
The infomercial, the Flowbee.
This ingenious device lets you give yourself and family perfect haircuts every time.
Yes. It comes with a vacuum cleaner and the clippers? Yeah, I still have it.
Stop it. You don't use it.
My haircuts take literally 2 minutes. I go,
is this Flowbee?
Yeah, it's Flowbee.
That is awesome.
Yeah, listen, man, it works.
Liar!
Who are you trying to fool?
You don't believe him?
No!
Oh, I totally
Maybe
believe him.
Maybe during the quarantine he is, but I'm sorry. When he's going to be in a movie, he doesn't use a...
He said 25 years he's been using the Flowbee. Why would he lie?
Stop. He's trying to be one of the people.
You think that man's manager and publicist are letting him cut his hair with a vacuum?
Guarantee you he does not hit the red carpet with a Flowbee.
I'm telling you, I believe him.
Absolutely
not. Oh my gosh. Why would he lie about that?
He hasn't... Because it's funny? Because he is the king of practical jokes? Do you know him?
I do like
No, I don't, actually.
His new movie, The Midnight Sky, has chimed in with the news of his DIY haircuts, taken to Twitter with a promo picture of Clooney. The official Twitter account of the movie says, "We can neither confirm nor deny the use of a Flowbee on the set of Midnight Sky." So,
oh, it's true.
It's not.
No, it's
He was
movie.
Named People's Sexiest Man Alive twice.
Yeah, with a Flowbee.
Those were not Flowbee haircuts.
No.
Yeah. I'm sure he gets to hair and makeup and goes, no, guys, do you have an outlet or
imagine,
a vacuum cleaner?
Imagine Amal walking in on the bathroom using the Flowbee. She'd be like, get out of my house.
I love it.
Someone checked in on the Flowbee. What do they have to say?
They're just living their best life.
How do you
life?
Get repair parts for the Flowbee?
Like, this is the best them. Advertising.
They still sell them.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
We have a wonderful treat for you. Kennedy singing a brand new smash hit for the holidays. Yeah. All I Want for Christmas is 10,000 Toys. We'll get that in just a moment. I got a text message from the 978. When are you accepting donations? Until my birthday is on Sunday, and I'm asking family members if they could send me money they would normally use for presents so Aww. I can take all of it to donate to you guys. So we are accepting donations until Sunday, I guess,
perfect.
At midnight.
Yes.
If you go to mix1041.com/toys. So our goal this year is a little bit different than previous years. We would normally go out to the malls. You guys would bring us toys. We collect them all. We take them down to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program here in the Seaport. And then they distribute them out through the holidays. And obviously, it's happening different this year because of the pandemic. We can only take your money. We cannot take your toys. You cannot send them to us. We do not have bins out anywhere. We just have to do this online this year. Thankfully, we were able to figure out, because getting up a website and making it safe and secure is not easy to do.
No.
Right.
But this is a lot of things
happening behind the scenes for months to try and figure this out. So we're very appreciative of Radio.com and Ticket Sauce for being able to set this all up. So you go there, mix1041.com/toys, make a donation. We need $100,000 to get to our 10,000 toy goal because we're figuring about $10 a toy. So in the first 2 weeks, we've raised about half, and now we have 1 week to raise another half.
Yeah.
So this is it. We are asking for your help. And this year, I think you have a little bit of extra money. You know, this all the stories I'm seeing is that everybody's spending a little bit more online. The cyber sales are up 22% this year. So people are out there, they're spending the money. So maybe this year, if you have a little extra change because you haven't been able to go out as much, or maybe you haven't gone on vacation as much this year, you have a little bit of extra money.
You didn't have to pay for parking. I mean, that alone.
All
friends.
The money you saved on bar tabs is astronomical.
maybe you got a little bit of that government with that $1,200.
Sure, stimulus check.
The stimulus check at the beginning of all of this. And so we would just implore you to think about, there are going to be so many families this year. We're hearing about, you know, food insecurities and lack of toys for kids. And so this is something that's important to us. Right. And the only way that we know how to help is to give money to the Marine Corps and let them go buy the toys, which is what they are the experts. Right. They're the ones that are going to go do it. And we've made it as easy as possible. I know you have an email real quick before we play your song, Kennedy.
So, dear Carson, Kennedy, Annie, and Dan, I first want to thank you all for keeping me company every morning for the last 10 years on my commute to work.
Oh, love that. A decade-long listener.
You never fail to put a smile on my face no matter what is going on in my life. And I'm so happy that you're still able to make the toy drive happen this year. Today I made a donation in the memory of my great aunt, who passed away in March. Christmas was always a special time for her and I. While I was growing up, I would visit her for a weekend in December, help her decorate her house for the holidays, do some shopping, make gifts for family members. She taught me how to sew, crochet, and how to make macaroni and cheese from scratch.
Hey.
She was an incredibly generous woman, and I can't think of a better way to honor her memory than to help make the holidays brighter for others. Good health and happiness to you all. I hope I will get to see you in person at next year's Toy Drive, and that's from Katie.
Oh, thank you, Katie.
Love you, Katie.
So why don't we do this? We've never done a big number. All the numbers we've done have been pretty small. So I'm thinking if we could get 50 people to donate between now and the end of the Dirty on the 30. So you've got your number right in front of you. Again, we've got to try and raise a little over $50,000 over the next 6 days. There's a lot going on here. Mix1041.com/toys, and we have a treat for you.
We don't want a lot for Christmas. There are 10,000 things we need. We just want to put some presents underneath the Christmas tree. Give to a family who has none. Won't you please be the one? Make our wish come true. All we want for Christmas is you. We don't want a lot for Christmas. There are just 10,000 things we need. We need to put all the presents underneath the Christmas tree. Won't you please fill up the stocking there upon the fireplace? Santa Claus, make all the kids happy with the toy on Christmas Day. Carson and Kennedy need 10,000 toys
okay.
to give to all the girls and boys. Make our wish come true. All we want for Christmas is you. And 10,000 toys.
Oh.
It gives me the chills every time.
Oh.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Mix1041.com/toys. 50 people right now. Okay? 50. By the end of the Dirty on the 30. Get involved.
Let's go.
Help us out. Give us your money.
We literally cannot do it without you.
Mix1041.com/toys. Again, that's mix1041.com/toys. Or if you go to our Instagram, you can swipey swipey. Or you can text us and we'll send you the link.
Whatever you need, man.
Yeah, we will help you out. Mix1041.com/toys. Kennedy, what do you have for the Dirty coming up?
All right, so Taylor Swift is talking about which song she's most excited about re-recording and why Saved by the Bell has only been on for like a week and it's already in trouble.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix1041.
Oh, a lot of people commenting about Kennedy's holiday classic there, instant holiday classic. Kennedy,
yeah.
You rocked it, girl. You gave me chills driving home from a long weekend of working night shift.
Thank you.
Great job, Kennedy. I've been a Mix listener since 1998. I don't even know if there's any other radio stations available in my car.
There's not. It's just that one.
From the 978, I just donated. From the 505, Kennedy, that was great. A lot of heart emojis. There you go. So go to mix1041.com/toys. We're trying to get to 50 people to donate by the end of the Dirty on the 30. Do you have a number of how many people have donated?
12.
Okay. So the 38 left,
yep.
If my math serves
quick
me
math.
Correct. Quick math. Mix1041.com/toys. Mix1041.com/toys. We made it super simple to donate. If you go to mix1041.com/toys, you'll see a big red button there. It says donate. You can pick a dollar amount or you can pick a specific toy, which I think is super cool.
Yeah.
Like if it's an older kid, you can pick a video game or a motorized scooter. Saw that on there.
Let's go.
Saw a couple people donated those. You can do teddy bears or dolls or puzzles or books.
Yep.
Or you can just pick an amount.
Yep.
Even if it's just like $25. Anything will do. So again, mix1041.com/toys, trying to get to 50 people to donate by the end of this Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift confirmed during the American Music Awards that she is re-recording all of her old albums. That's
yes.
why she did not attend is because she was at home just taking all those masters that somebody else had and said, you know what? I'm just going to make them better. So,
yes.
In an interview with Good Morning America, she revealed which songs she's enjoyed revisiting the most.
So far, of the ones I've recorded, I think it's been the most fun doing Love Story because the older music, my voice was so teenaged and I... Sometimes when I hear my older music and my older young teenage voice, it makes me feel like I'm a different singer now. And so it's been the most fun to go back and re-record ones that I feel like I could actually possibly improve upon the song. So that's been a really amazing, fun adventure.
You know, Annie and I were talking about this last week because I think we played one of her older songs. Mm-hmm. And yep. I was like, God, she was a baby. Mm-hmm. And Annie's like, I know, I can't wait to hear the new stuff.
It's so the same with JoJo when she re-recorded like Too Little Too Late, Leave, Get Out. I mean, she was 13 years old and now she was
she's
a grown woman.
She's actually felt the heartache and she can do better runs.
And it's the riffs, it's the runs. And you're like, oh, we're hitting different notes now. Oh, okay, we're not 13. We're not doing this.
Here's the thing, though, I think it's going to be interesting. And I love this. I'm all for this. And I shouldn't actually probably be playing this version. I hope. What's this?
We already own it.
Jerk faced isn't getting
any they already, money.
They already bought it.
But there is a certain innocence about the recording at this age is special to me. And so I for that, I'm going to love it, but for a different reason. Because
Well, once she's able to buy him back, you can like it again.
Right.
Until then,
okay.
You may not.
Yes, okay. Listen to how young she was. 13.
And I said, Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting all this time to
change. All right.
So good. That's fun.
Yeah, I got sucked into the thing she did on
the folklore.
Oh, did you watch it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I went and got so back mad. Disney Plus. I'm an idiot, but I did. I wanted to watch Mandalorian. I was bored.
Right.
So I started watching it, and I didn't watch the whole thing, but there were parts of it that were really kind of eye-opening.
Did you watch Miss Americana?
No.
Okay. So you should. So to me, I watched a little bit of this one. This one is just kind of cool to watch a recording process.
Yeah, that's all it is.
But it's not deep.
I don't need deep. Well, and yeah, Miss it does get deep. I like cried during
did
one
you?
Of the songs. Did you?
Oh, okay. So yeah. I've heard it doesn't get quite as deep as Miss Americana.
Well, no, of course not. It's not about like, you know, but it's about her singing those songs. And Jack
I cannot wait to
at
watch
one point,
it.
Jack Antonoff says, this song is about you. I don't know what you're talking about. It's a total twist. And he's really like, ugh. And then I listened to the song that I'd never really heard before. And I went, ah. So yeah, it's good.
Really? Kennedy crying in a Taylor Swift documentary.
She's a Swiftie
now. Got me come kind of way.
2021 is coming.
I want to be the last American Dynasty. Selena Gomez fans are not happy at all with the Saved by the Bell reboot. Many took to social media to blast the show for a couple jokes made about Selena Gomez's kidney transplant. Her friend and actor, Francia, is it Francia?
I don't know.
Raisa was the person who donated her kidney to the actress, but in one episode, two students are heard debating about the donor's identity. I know for a fact that Selena Gomez's kidney donor was Justin Bieber's mom. God, I wish I had my phone so I could prove it, says one student. Prove what? The other replies. That you're an idiot? It was Demi Lovato's kidney. They're best friends, like you and I were. Then in another episode, Graffiti on the Wall reads, does Selena Gomez even have a kidney? Needless to say, her fans were very upset, and Respect Selena Gomez got trending on the Twitter. Joking about a disease is not funny whatsoever. It's cruel. It's unjust. This woman went through so much, and some had audacity to joke with it. The outrage was so huge that Peacock eventually apologized. We apologize. It was never our intention to make light of Selena's health. We have been in touch with her team, and we'll be making a donation to her charity, the Selena Gomez Fund for Lupus Research at USC.
It's just such a weird joke to me. Like, what does that have to do with anything?
I watched the clip.
Are they trying to make it hip?
Yeah, they're trying to make it relevant.
It was just a conversation, just like a stupid high school kid conversation. Right. That was the whole point. Right. It was vapid and shallow.
Right.
I watched the clip, and I didn't see a lot of outrage.
I've never had to get a kidney transplant, so I don't know that I put myself in that position, nor have I donated one. So, seems to me, though, a lot.
Just maybe don't. Like, it's just not worth it. You know what I mean?
Make a joke about boyfriends, maybe.
Yeah, just
not
like,
about
body. She has lupus. Like, maybe just don't make a joke about it.
Yeah, you don't want lupus.
No.
So, no, it's a terrifying disease. So, in any event, there's that. And, guys, we're going to get you in the feels here this morning. I don't know if you watched Jeopardy on Thanksgiving, but Alex Trebek had prepared a message that was played posthumously, and here it is.
I do not have that on.
You don't?
What number is that, Kennedy?
I don't know.
Dan, do you know what dirty number
four.
That is? 34.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's okay. Here we go.
Happy Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. You know, in spite of what America and the rest of the world is experiencing right now, there are many reasons to be thankful. There are more and more people extending helpful hands to do a kindness to their neighbors, and that's a good thing. Keep the faith. We're going to get through all of this, and we will be a better society because of it.
Mm. Oh, he sounds so sick.
Yeah, he just sounded weak. However, they have also been scrounging around the internet looking at short lists of people who are on this list to be the next, well, maybe not the next Alex Trebek, but fill in while they're making decisions.
Yeah, the interim. Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we know Ken Jennings.
Yep.
Anderson Cooper.
Okay.
George Stephanopoulos.
Mm-hmm.
Laura Coates, who's a CNN legal analyst. Mm-hmm. And LeVar Burton are names that I am seeing right now.
Okay.
So, I think all of those would be Cooper.
Anderson Cooper would be funny.
Right? I feel like he's real busy, though.
Yeah,
it's a
he's got a
commitment.
Baby. He's doing things.
So anyway,
always on vacation with Andy,
with their sons together.
I know.
I mean, I don't hate that either.
Booked and busy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson. Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It's Charlie Puth. Help make a difference for kids in need this holiday and donate a toy to Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. Coming soon to a mall near you.
Oh, remember that?
Remember malls?
I miss them.
I go to them at least once a week, though. I'm not going to lie.
I still
walk around them and go, we would be standing there. Hi.
Yeah, Simon Malls was a big part of this for 7 years. You guys donated about 75,000 toys. So into the eighth year, we have a pandemic happening, so we've had to make a shift. The new normal, all of that kind of stuff. And we're doing it online this year, and we hope to be back in the malls next year.
100%.
If everything goes as planned. So you can make a donation. Go to mix1041.com/toys. mix1041.com/toys. Some people have texted and said they've had issues on their phone. We realize it might be an issue. If that's true, just use your desktop application and go to mix1041.com.
Yeah, and then or like if follow. If you're using Chrome, try Safari. Sometimes it's just a little fix like that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Or you can, if you go to the Mix Instagram, and we have stories on there, links in bio, swipe up on that will take you directly to the donation page. Or just text us here in the studio at 617-931-1234, and we will text you a direct link. So all the money's going to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program, and we figure we need about 10,000 toys, which is going to cost about $100,000.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So we are at now what, Kennedy?
So now we're sitting at $47,965.95.
And we have 7 days. So that means about $7,000 a day, every day, through the next until Sunday at midnight when this ends. And, you know, I would just hate to think that we can't deliver all the toys that we've promised.
Yeah.
We've gone over every year we've tried to do this. So obviously,
and
you know,
while
things are different and they're hard, but we just want more than anything to reach that goal.
And I can tell you that 75,000 toys that we've donated over the past 7 years is a big percentage of what the program has taken in.
Oh, they're literally counting on us.
Yeah, we are I say we, it's really you.
Oh,
you
yeah.
are the single biggest donator I think they have in Boston.
Yeah. Like, you know, there was a time at which we were concerned we weren't going to be able to do this at all.
Right.
And I'm like, we can't. Like, mm-hmm. it's in there. You know how you count on stuff in your budgets throughout
yes.
your guys in your business class?
Sure.
And such?
Yeah.
Like, they count on us. They count on us to be a big portion of that. And we simply cannot let them down.
And the thing is, too, you know, we have people that donate every year that would be collecting toys all year long.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those toys are still going to get donated, but it's not a part of what we're doing now.
Yeah.
We can't take toys here. You can't ship them to us. So the way we're counting, you know, our success and getting all the toys that we need to buy is by you making that financial donation. Again, mix1041.com/toys. What's the email that you have, Kennedy?
Okay.
You have your tissue? Can I have a tissue, please?
I listen to you every day, and I have texted a couple of times. You guys do a great job. When I thought about the Toys for Tots and the Marines, I thought about my brother who went to Vietnam at 19, basically a child, and came home with only one leg. And when he came home, I'm sure he was an emotional and physical mess, but the Marines in our town were there for him and our family. Luckily, my brother lives a completely normal life after that. I guess, what is normal after that? I've donated $200. I hope someone will match that with the same type of story. Someone who has been lucky enough to live alongside a hero.
Wow.
Mm. Okay. I did not see that one coming.
Well, you know, and I kind of talked back and forth with Thomas's name that wrote this, and I was like, you know, are we able to share this? You know, I know this is you entrusted
personal.
Us with this very personal thing, and he said, I'm 59 and I'm crying as I write it, and he said, if it will help people donate, please absolutely share it. So, Tom, you are a brave man, and thank you and your brother for his service.
And if you'd make a donation and there's a story behind your donation and you want to share that with us, please drop us a text, drop us an email, kennedy@mix1041.com. We'll share your story and maybe it'll help others understand why it is we do this every year.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting, you know, him talking about the Marines, and, you know, we kind of forget that that's the ones who are doing all this work. They're going to go shopping. They bring it to the, make sure that the groups and organizations have it so that the toys get where they need to get.
Absolutely.
If you're a business or you're a small business, would love to give you some love. Again, just let us know. Make a donation, and we will definitely take care of you on the air. Mix1041.com/toys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.